Phidias was born in Athens around 490 BC. Upon completing his training as a bronze sculptor with the masters Hegias and Aegilitus, young Phidias soon made a name for himself on the Athenian artistic scene. His fellow citizens thus entrusted him with a denarium, celebrating the victory over the Persians at the Battle of Marathon in 490 BC, to be dedicated at the sanctuary of Apollo in Delphi. The monument comprised 13 statues, with the Athenian general Miltiades emphatically placed beside the goddess Athena. A convincing hypothesis holds that the two prized marble heads dating to the mid-2nd century AD, discovered in Athens and shown on rooms' shelves, belong to this pair. Among Phidias' first works was the bronze Apollo called Parnopius, or Expeller of Locusts, seen on the Acropolis in the 2nd century AD by the Greek traveler Pausanias. The model is known from a large number of Roman statues bearing witness to the fame it had in antiquity. At the center of the room, we see the Capitoline Museum's copy. With different stylistic accents, the three heads behind it document the face with its strong jaw and tresses of curly hair held by a band girding the temples.